Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Check it out.
There's a lovely analogy of a duck or a goose, depending on your flavor of
bird.
Is it
like duck, duck, goose? Or?
No, it's a waterfowl. And they're just gently coasting along the top of the water. And as you are there in the park, your little bag of breadcrumbs ready to throw it at the ducks, you're just enjoying life because the ducks look like they have it so easy.
But down below the water,
what you don't see are duck feet.
Yeah.
Just paddling.
You know what? We're a lot like those waterfowl.
We are. Today, the feathered portion of the Morning Scramble is having a lovely morning.
Like two beautiful swans.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stretched out upon the water, like no big deal. Beautiful white feathers. Got that gorgeous black beak thing.
Uh-huh.
Looking great.
With just that little pop of orange.
Yeah, little something.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever Mother Nature's.
Pop of color.
Just lovely paintbrush.
Mm-hmm.
But below the surface of this lake in a big, beautiful park. Since about 5:01 this morning. Paddle. We got it.
We got it.
There's a power outage overnight. And
it has made every piece of
there were some repercussions.
Electronics go haywire.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to make sure everything is working. And I think we've turned everything on. But then as soon as I think we got it all, you'd be wrong.
It would be as if every outlet in your house had a switch.
Yes.
So the power went out, and now the power's back, and then you have to go room to room and turn on the outlets.
Yes.
That's what it's like.
Yeah.
But I think we got most of them. The ones that matter right now. We'll find out.
Yeah, the power went out, and you're like, oh, yeah, and now the coffee pot doesn't work, and now, like, the microwave doesn't work.
Or
and now
another good example is, like, we're running around and setting the clock everywhere.
Yes, right? yes, on every single appliance.
Yes.
So I think we've got them.
When we were in Vegas, have you ever had this in a hotel? My room had a master switch.
What does that mean?
It turned on every light or turned off every light every time you used
it. No, you never have that in a hotel.
I just thought it was very unusual.
Very.
It's a master switch. So you turn off the master switch at night, but then when you go to the bathroom at the middle of the night, the bathroom light doesn't work.
What?
Yeah, that was weird.
That's very strange.
I know.
Is that a new Vegas thing?
I don't go very often, so for me it was.
So there's no lighting the way at night.
There, you could, but again, you'd have to go room to room like normal people do and turn lights on and off. But it was like, that's all that lamps on that desk all the way over there.
Yeah.
Like this actually makes it handier. Off.
Yeah.
On. But then you lose the key rooms like the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the actual water closet.
Weird.
It was weird.
Huh.
But we felt kind of fancy. I've heard that Europe has them.
Ooh,
I
Europe.
Know. I felt Europe.
Just like they do in Europe.
I didn't feel European. I just felt Europe.
I feel so.
Europe.
Get you.
Hey, since you're up, let's go ahead and join the Morning Scramble.
And they did a breakdown, took one of those Gallup polls of the professions that people trust the most.
Like firefighter.
And the least. Could be.
Airline pilot.
It's not the number one, but could be. Could be. It's not the number one. But
those aren't?
Yeah, those. That's good guesses, but it's not the number one.
Politicians got to be at the bottom.
Yeah, it is. Least trusted profession is being a member of Congress.
Most trusted profession, doctor?
Most trusted profession, you're so close, nurse.
Okay.
Nurse
yes.
is the most trusted profession 24th year in a row.
Where is my Hy-Vee cheese guy on that list?
That is so specific. Hi, I'm looking. Let me get this. Where is he? Eric's cheese guy.
Gallup interviewed Eric Hansen and said, who's your most trusted person?
Because you know what? He's never wrong.
Shannon Hansen's up there.
Yeah.
You and producer Ben are up there.
Dang.
And my cheese guy at Hy-Vee.
Cheese guy at Hy-Vee.
He would be my most trusted
needs
person.
Needs to get on this yeah. list because cheese guy is never wrong.
That is a list and a poll I would love to see every 5 or 10 years of data going backwards.
Yeah.
Because politician, I will bet you, works its way back up the list as you go back in time.
Yeah.
Almost probably to a height we would be surprised by.
Absolutely.
Like your town's mayor, right? Or the chamber of commerce person.
Yes.
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 It just shows how things have shifted.
Oh, I knew him, right?
Yeah.
That's just my neighbor.
Or there's just more of a civic mentality. Astronaut.
Yeah.
You take that poll in the 60s.
Oh, totally astronaut.
I would love to see Pat. And my cheese guy on my list is still high up there.
I agree. You know what? Let's try to make cheese guy happen.
Let's
Gallup, call us.
2026 poll. Cheese guy, number one.
Scramble.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Do I look guilty? Do I look remorseful?
Never.
I know, you're
guilty,
right.
Yes. Remorseful, no.
I do have very low empathy. I have high awareness of my surroundings. But when I'm wrong...
He suffers from low E.
But when I... But the good news, there's a Mayo Clinic for that. Do you have low... Which is weird that E would have low E. But I have low E. I think they just opened a new one in North Liberty. When I'm wrong, though, I will admit when I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're good about that.
I straight up cut somebody off this morning. Completely accidentally. And if you're listening, because at this point, I don't know where you'd be. But anyway, because that was before 5 o'clock this morning. Everybody, it was a bit of a technical issue at the building this morning that was forcing me to drive a little faster than I should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I was paying more attention to, like, what are the steps I need to remedy the problem, not, oh my God, I'm driving in snow.
Eric.
No, this is wrong. And I think this is what people are going to do today. So I just want to... extend a friendly, it happened to me, so
reminder.
Be careful. Yes. I got caught behind a parade of three cars all going under 41 or 2. And I felt like in that lane, you could probably still get away with a 50, right? So I passed them on the left legally, still with under the speed limit.
Yeah.
And then realized at the last car, I'm in lane 1 and I need to get to lane 3 and exit.
Dude.
So I get in front of the pickup truck that's leading the parade. Clearly, no problem. Headlights were fine. I caught them in the mirror, right, where you're supposed to look.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't notice was the car coming up in lane 3.
Mm-mm.
I don't know how bad that could have been, but I think it could have been horrible.
Eric.
So, I deserve the horn honk.
Yeah.
And I'm sure someone picked a couple fingers.
Yeah.
I'll take it. That one is mine.
Yeah.
On me.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't see.
Deserved.
I legit didn't see you. I apologize. So, to that one driver.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've messed up lately driving.
Lately. Lately. Lately.
You haven't been in a car with me for a while.
Lately.
So.
You know what?
My apologies.
You know what?
Yeah.
Everybody makes mistakes.
That's why I'm coming clean on that.
Yeah.
I typically don't. Low E. But today?
Due to low E. Well, I'm sorry because personal stuff spilled over into the workplace. As you and I are, in our office trying to get some stuff done yesterday, I got a message from my daughter back at home. And things got a little bit heated via text message. Yogurt wars. I believe this started probably when we had our jury in a hurry case about granola on yogurt.
Yes.
And then it kind of brought up, oh yeah, I really love yogurt and granola.
Wait, you're telling me the power of suggestion on the radio gets people thinking about things?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I know.
Okay.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to get this kind of yogurt and that kind of yogurt. And I started to get some different flavors than I normally get.
Yeah.
And I got a fruit on the bottom. Which I hadn't gotten in a
while. Those are my favorite.
Those are really good,
right? I like those, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of something mixed in.
Exactly. And my daughter was like, oh, these are delicious. And so she stole all of my yogurt that I had purchased thinking this will be my snack.
So in your house, if it goes in the fridge, it's pretty clear dad likes that and Cora likes this.
Yeah.
And mom, this is my yogurt.
It's everybody's yogurt, but... I bought it thinking, no one's going to eat that yogurt. That's a healthy snack. It's for me.
Okay, I get it.
I just assumed.
Yeah.
Okay, it's wrong to assume, but I assumed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they really liked it, so they got after it. Since they liked it so much, I was like, great, that's kind of a healthy snack. So next time I was shopping, happened to have Audrey with me, and I was like, hey, do you want to pick out some yogurt for yourself? And I'll get some more yogurt for me. So she picked out some yogurt. She found birthday cake confetti yogurt.
I've never seen that before.
I know. And doesn't that sound delicious?
Can I just give you a point for carpe diem? You seized that day.
Seized the yogurt.
You seized the yogurt. Carpe yogurt.
Well,
probiotic.
Then it was time to, you know, pack my little lunch bag and go to work, Eric.
Yeah.
And I could choose between my strawberry yogurt or a birthday cake yogurt.
Claire.
I decided to go with birthday cake yogurt.
I'm changing the music, and I'm changing the music for you.
What? I'm the bad guy?
Claire.
I'm the bad guy?
You're supposed to be the role model.
Oh, come on.
Look, Darth Vader.
Hey, she stole mine. I stole hers.
Oh, whoa.
I think we call it even.
No.
No, come on.
No, you need to be the bigger person in yogurt wars.
All's fair in yogurt wars. Oh my god, I'm Darth Yogurt!
Yo play. Yo play.
Time for the buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Diagnostic testing of Linn County's outdoor warning siren system will continue today from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3. Engineers and emergency management personnel conducting assessments. So it could go off. You could hear some people talking loudly across the hills and dales of Linn County.
The hills and the dales?
The hills and the dales.
Oh, my.
The last couple of weeks, there has been some malfunction, and it's been going off. I don't know if this is connected to that. The news release did not acknowledge the last couple of weeks. So this could have also just been like, we need to do January maintenance.
Because people have been asking me, like I know, like, well, you work in media. I'm like, they've told us nothing.
No.
They've said nothing about it.
What's happening?
I've heard it. I hear it too.
So please disregard any audible alerts or messages.
I don't know what's going on.
During this period. And don't ask what's happening.
And don't ask me questions.
Because we don't know. Iowa's largest music festival making some changes to address concerns raised by the extremely warm conditions this past summer. And if weather is any indication, it's still going to be hot, right?
Yeah.
Because it's getting hotter, and especially getting hotter in August. Hinterland Festival says one of those changes will include a refund process if temperatures are predicted to reach 90 or higher, which that might, like, I'm all for customer comes first, but you realize the first weekend in August, you might be refunding a lot of money lot of years in a row.
Yeah.
But that's the policy that they are putting in.
Is it automatic, or is it if you so choose? Like, I would like to refund my tickets.
I believe it's an if you so choose policy.
Okay.
Additionally, because otherwise it's like, well, we're just going to have that artist play and nobody's here.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work yet. More space and shade space have been added along with a new main stage inside the festival grounds. So they've changed the layout. The festival, by the way, in St. Charles, just south of Des Moines, coming up August 1st to the 3rd. Your lineup this year, Lana Del Rey.
Ooh.
Tyler, the Creator.
Wow.
Casey Musgraves.
That's a good lineup.
That's a heck of a lineup.
Yeah.
For Hinterland coming up. Hopefully a cooler Hinterland on the way.
Yeah, early August in Iowa. It probably cooler.
It's going to get hot.
Nice and cool.
Dare we call it Winterland? No.
No.
We don't.
No, you dare.
Okay, let's acknowledge those who deserve it. Weather like yesterday, bitter cold. This morning, just taking my trash out. Ugh. I had a coat on, but I didn't grab gloves. I'm like, this will be quick. Just the wind's in your face. It's that kind of light snow, but it's kind of
wild, man.
I know, I'm crazy to live on the edge.
Wow.
But people have to do that professionally, firefighters especially. So I wanted to take a second and call out the fact that Red Oak Fire Department, Southwest Iowa, every year does ice drill. Every year. They pick a weekend. They don't care what the temperature is, as long as there's ice. And then they send their teams out, and other local fire departments come and train with them. And they have to do it every year because really you don't do ice rescues that often.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a skill that you lose. So you have to go through it year after year after year. So I was just imagining, what would this morning be like if you were a Red Oak firefighter and you either had to go rescue somebody caught in the ice, or just the fact that you had drill today?
Yeah.
You just, that's what you do. So I thought that would be a nice opportunity to say thank you to not only to them, that's the example.
Yeah.
But we know that departments across the state of Iowa
of them doing it.
Have to do it in the weather, no matter the elements, because they just have to keep practicing. So that's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. with Claire.
Well, bad news. Netflix is raising its prices. For the first time since October of 2023, the price is getting hiked, going up from $6.99 to $7.99.
That's the ad-based platform?
Yeah.
I can't keep track of all
the
this.
Ad-supported plan.
Yeah.
The standard ad-free tier is jumping up $2.50 from $15.49 to $17.99, and the premium plan is going up from $22.99 to $24.99.
What makes it premium?
Like, it's so good. it's so good.
So there's Well Netflix. Mm-hmm. There's Netflix. I recognize the label. And then there's Top Shelf Netflix.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's premium.
Okay.
It's faster.
Is it Agave Netflix?
It's faster, stronger, and it's just like, I don't know. Do you get more? It's louder.
It's louder?
It's louder. It comes in clearer. Yeah.
It gives you actually good recommendations?
Mm-hmm. It knows you better.
Okay. My intimate Netflix.
I don't know. And the cost of adding an extra member to your primary account is going up, too, from $7.99 to $8.99. So, you know, they're cracking down on sharing and stuff.
Yeah. I think it's time for me to do an app audit. A streaming audit.
You have to kind of think about that, right? Because
I don't know if I just have profiles under one membership, or I don't know if me,
I know. Could we get bundles?
I don't know.
I think about that.
I'm like, confused.
I need to really look at where we could consolidate.
When does that go into effect?
Great question. Soon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It hasn't already. Was it like yesterday?
It's no.
It's coming up.
It's clear that the prices are going to have to go up. It's going to be the biggest price jump ever for its subscribers. And it's going to be
okay.
A continued thing.
We'll just see where those numbers go, right?
Yeah.
Will they maintain? Will they go up? Will they go down?
Yeah.
The price will go up.
The price is always going to go up.
It's about the subscribers.
I wouldn't plan on it going down ever. It's probably going to go up. Always. The Golden Raspberry Awards were announced yesterday. it is the
annual. I like that Netflix has this. And the Golden Raspberry Awards has this.
For us. It is the annual award show that honors the worst performances, the worst in movies of the year. The Oscar nominees get announced tomorrow morning, so the Raspberries are just a little bit sooner. There is a 5-way tie in the nominations this year.
Okay.
Borderlands, Madame Web.
Oh, that was within the last year. That's right.
I kind of forgot about that one.
And I think Borderlands was based on a video game.
Yes.
Okay.
Megalopolis.
Yeah, I remember that.
Reagan and Joker, voilà à deux.
Just give it to Joker.
Give it. They're tied. They all have 6 nominations each. The winners of the Golden Raspberry Awards receive $4.97.
Sounds like a lookalike contest.
Yeah, a gold spray-painted statuette. They'll be announced Saturday, March 1st, the day before the Oscars. And there's all the categories that you'd expect, like the Oscars, the worst picture, the worst actor, worst actress, worst supporting.
And I'll tell you what, sometimes actors and actresses realize they were in a dog. And they'll go to these things,
which
makes me wonder if 50 Shades of Grey girl, Madame Web, I'm forgetting her name right now.
Yeah.
Don Johnson's daughter, Melanie Griffith's daughter.
Yeah, Dakota Johnson.
Do you think Dakota Johnson will actually show up?
She might, because she was like all about like, yeah, this movie was terrible. And she is nominated for Worst Actress. So maybe she'll show up.
Do it.
I don't know. Lady Gaga is also nominated, although she was all in for Joker. I don't know.
Did they give performances? Yes. Did the story just... I didn't care about it. The problem was...
I think it was the story.
The story of that
for
movie,
Joker.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. The performance was great. Story.
No, wait. I believe the sound you're looking for is...
Thank you.
There it is. Okay.
okay. Kanye West is helping his 11-year-old daughter, North, record her debut album. And in working with North, it has kind of inspired Kanye... to get the old creative juices flowing again.
Interesting.
He shared in an Instagram post in the recording studio, he said, "This little girl made me love music again." And he added that making beats for her got him working on a new album, which he's calling Bully.
Bully, B-U-L-L-Y, Bully?
Which makes me incredibly nervous. So, yeah. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
So the nine words that you took away from this conversation that you overheard is basically one mom to another. I put in the effort my kids put in.
Yeah, it was two moms talking, and they were talking about, you know, how busy kids are nowadays. And the one mom was explaining to the other mom how she decides where she's going to put her time and effort into. She says, I put in the effort my kids put in. And for her, she's like, I got one kid who is busting her butt. She's working so hard. And the other kid just doesn't put in the effort. He's not trying. So I'm not going to bust it to get to his wrestling thing because he's not engaged in it. He doesn't care half as much as she does. She has been invested and energized about gymnastics since she's been a little kid. She's all in on being a part of the team. And if she has something that has to do with gymnastics, I am way more invested in putting my time, energy, money, effort into supporting her gymnastics goals than I am into doing the wrestling thing.
I forget the phrase. I think it's positive reinforcement, negative reinforcement. Mom is positively reinforcing the kid that's doing well. The more you do, the more I show up.
Yeah.
She's trying the same method with the kid. The less you do, the less I show up. And I think she's trying to teach something there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that connection's being made.
Yeah, I don't know if the kid even notices.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised. I mean, like, I guess it makes sense, but I was like, oh, like this poor kid. This poor kid. You just don't show up at his wrestling meet? Oh,
if you
honey.
Take emotion out of it, it logically makes sense.
Logically, yes.
I will show up where it makes more sense for me to be because the kid wants me to be there.
Yeah.
And then I started going, okay, take that whole scenario. And it's not like go to activity A while skipping activity B. What if it's like kid A is a super student and kid B's like, I'll get by. Like then does mom take the same approach, right? Same effort. So super kid gets super graduation party, gets super extra help on their college.
You still have to put in the effort to help that kid succeed.
So you're saying you should always be equal effort?
Yeah.
That's where you're standing right
I
now.
I think when you bring the grades and stuff into it, I'm even more in about supporting.
Keeping those scales balanced.
And keeping it balanced.
Where do you fall on the question, I put in the effort my kids put in?
Hey, so I had a couple of words about your conversation you just had on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in the same boat as the mom you were talking about. I have a 7-year-old that does it all. She practices at home nightly. She's in the studio every chance that she can. All the extras, one-on-ones, does it all. I've got a high schooler that does bare minimum. Mm-hmm. I mean, she goes because she has to. She does the least amount, whatever. They're in their busy season. Everybody has a competition every weekend, and they're in different towns. It's my husband and I, we see each other maybe for dinner. That's about it.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to like this weekend, we have a big major competition for my youngest one, as where my oldest one has two like local competitions. Well, we're making her skip her local competitions to go to the big major competitions for the younger one because she's actively participating more and actually trying to do something with it, as where our high schooler is not. So I know it sounds super bad, but as a parent, I've been on that boat, and that's how we do the same thing.
Are you getting pushback from her?
From the older one?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Honestly, she doesn't care. She's like, it's fine. We'll go hang out.
Well,
she doesn't
cool.
even seem to care that she's missing it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of sad. Like, it's cool, yes, because it makes the choice easier.
Yeah.
But it is sad because I wish she had the heart and the passion that our youngest does.
That makes me wonder, too, then, are you breeding apathy? Which is probably the worst scenario. Because
yeah.
if you show that you don't care, you might get the same thing back.
Is that what you're creating? Is that, well, mom and dad don't care.
Right.
Why should I care? Why should I put any time or effort into it? Because they don't care.
And another question, since this is in the world of sports, you're also impacting your team and the coach, right? They're counting on you. And if, as a parent, the coach is probably expecting all parents to try to at least give a bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like this particular scenario is like, well, I'm already going to just pull my kids out from there to go to the one that actually cares about
true.
It. Like it seems to be an approach that logically I'm processing is like, I get what you're doing, but there seem to be some shrapnel, some side effect that you don't necessarily mean to do.
I'm glad that she said that the oldest was cool with it too. Cause then I was thinking too, that what if the siblings, there was like a war there where you had a favorite child situation. Like, well, clearly you favor this other kid.
Because it comes across that way, right?
Absolutely. I can see you putting all your time and energy and effort into this kid. You love them more.
That's what we're tackling this morning and would love your phone calls. 200-1029. I put in the effort my kids put in.
False.
Okay, why?
I feel like sometimes kids don't have the effort at first because they're not feeling successful. So it's easier to say, yeah. And if a parent isn't showing their love and support, then the kid's really not going to try.
So a little bit more effort on your end might push them over that hump?
Just support, yeah. And I mean, when my kids were younger, it was 50-50. You just either swap with your spouse who's going to where. But we made sure both our kids felt supported in everything they do.
And even if the grades aren't there, but one kid's like rocking it at the schoolwork and the other kid, you treat them the same come graduation time.
Yes, because I also feel like maybe the one that's not doing as well has some learning struggles. And if you don't put the support into helping them, then they don't think it's important.
I mean, that's a good point. If you start to disconnect because you feel like your kid's disconnecting, you might be clearly missing a sign or two because you're just not as observant, right? Because you're not there. Interesting take on all of it. We appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Be safe today. Thanks. Bye.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Well, this isn't a direct parent contacting us and asking for help. It was overheard by Claire. It is an interesting parental philosophy that's been generating a ton of phone calls.
It is, because I just heard these two moms talking about how you do it all, how you be in both places at once. And the one mom gave the other one some advice. She said, I just put in the effort my kids put in. That was her philosophy.
Nine words. I put in the effort my kids put in. That's our topic for Momtroversy. What do you think? Dallas, thanks for holding. What are your thoughts on today's topic?
I got to totally disagree with everybody, because that actually creates a bunch of issues. Because between me and my brother, my mom and dad used to go to all my show choir meets, all my football stuff. And it actually made my little brother think I was the favorite of them. And it wasn't necessarily the truth. It was just, I was actually doing the things and my grades stayed up, and he never really got into doing things like that. But he ended up believing, even as adults, that I was the favorite child, and it's far from that, and I wouldn't want that on anybody else. Like even my own kids, I wouldn't want them feeling that way. So even with my oldest, we go to everything for her, and for my youngest, she's in dance class, and we go to that. We show them the same support no matter what.
So try not to create a dynamic that you can't undo.
Because that's interesting that even in Dallas's family, it's not like it was lack of effort. Just one kid didn't do as much.
Yeah.
And it still kind of came across as I'm doing more with one versus the other. That gives us a great perspective. That's why we take all these phone calls. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
See ya. You know what I think that mom that you overheard is trying to do? She's clearly not trying to pick a favorite.
No.
It's giving the illusion of a favorite. But I think that's her effort is like, I'm trying to teach slacker kid a lesson.
Teach him a lesson.
By mirroring his behavior. And sounds like that if it hasn't paid off or it's not going to pay off, the calls we're getting is stop trying, because that's not a great approach.
And I think she was also trying to teach the other mom to give yourself a little bit of grace, because why should you kill yourself trying to be everywhere and be everything to everybody?
Right.
When that kid's not even doing the effort.
Momtroversy, putting in the effort my kids put in. What do you think?
No. Because I feel like it's our job as parents to show them what kind of effort they need to put into something. If it's a sport, then encouraging them and having them do it is your job, in my opinion. Like, I feel like you're setting them up for failure if you are only matching their effort, because when they go into the workforce, they're going to think that their boss is going to match their effort and it's going to be okay.
Oh, look at that. I didn't think of that.
Wow.
That's an interesting, you're trying to give them a life lesson, like, hey, you slough off, I slough off. But once they enter the workforce, they're like, why is my boss riding me so hard? I'm not used to that.
I'm not used to this.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting perspective.
That's why you need to set expectations, because like, if my expectation is that if I bought you the toys that you have, then you're supposed to pick them up, then that's your responsibility. Otherwise, you don't need to have that responsibility or that privilege of having that toy.
Wow. Yeah, I think there is also that side effect of if you're not not parenting, but like not staying on top of somebody too, then it, if one, it looks like you don't care.
Right.
And two, then you also start to overlook stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think kids then think they can get away with more stuff. And that's not good
and
either,
And I think like in certain situations, I can understand where you're matching their energy, like, or matching their effort. Like if they're not going to be doing something, well, if you don't care about getting dressed on time, then I guess that's you and you can figure out your own way to school or something, you know?
Right. Like, sometimes it's like, it's not worth the fight.
Sometimes it proves a point in small doses, but I think this is maybe too, like, it's a little too long.
Yeah.
Like the test period, the theory has proven that it's not working.
Certain battles, but not the war.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Right. And your take on like the favorite thing can totally relate to that. Like, because if I like had a school concert, but my younger brother had a school concert and my parents would choose my younger brother, it totally came off as favoritism.
Yeah, that's gonna backfire.
Oh, the school concert. Eesh.
All right. It's been a great morning of great phone calls and perspective from Momtroversy. Alyssa, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
If the Avengers were just a team of volunteers that each had a specific set of skills.
Oh my gosh.
That's exactly what we were yesterday. The Morning Scramble dispatched Avenger style. No, a large purple alien is not trying to take over the planet.
No.
People want hot dogs and walking tacos at the Linmar Gymnasium. We were there to work the concession stand for the Linmar Athletic Department and the Linmar Boosters. I'm so happy that we had no school, but we got that game in yesterday.
I'm glad, too, because weirdly enough, we were like, there's so many games. We should be able to find one. But when like working with three different people's schedules,
yes,
it was actually quite difficult.
So call time, like it's a show, right? Was it five?
Call time. Clearly you're a theater kid.
Call time was 5:15.
Mm.
And we got there and they were prepping everything. And I will tell you both, Producer Ben joining the Morning Scramble. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I was a little overwhelmed during orientation.
Totally.
Agreed? A little bit, yeah. A lot to learn.
There was a lot.
Like each food item had its own kind of station. And there was like, first you do this and then this and then this. And that's how you make, you know, a pretzel.
Right.
And then you do this and then you do that. That's how you make a walking taco. Oh my gosh. And there's steps. And then you had to remember where each step.
And there was a moment where I looked around and I'm like, is it just us three and then like one Linmar person?
Yeah.
Did either of you guys feel that too for a second?
Panic?
For a minute. A
little bit of flop
sweat.
Because
the way she was teaching it to us, I felt like we were it.
I did too.
We did luck out though. We didn't have to do setup or cleanup.
No, that is good point. Ben, immediately to the high point. We did not have to set up. And we also looked at them when we got to pull down that big metal shade and we're like, we have permission to leave now.
We were told we could leave early. Is that
also,
cool?
Claire audibly yawning out loud was a good indication our day was wrapping up.
I got so tired and it was only 8:00.
Okay. Can Ben and I call you out for a second?
What?
You had the cushiest job of anybody.
Because it was literally a pillow of cheese. I got to live out a lifelong dream of working the nacho cheese thing. You guys, it was a dream fulfilled. I'm sorry, but I wanted to work the bag of cheese. Yeah, there was a little bit of work to it to get it to work just right.
You had to burp the cheese.
You do have to burp the cheese
bag. You had to burp the cheese.
You have to burp the cheese bag, you guys. That's how it works.
So then,
but it was the easiest job because all I had to do was fill cups with cheese and then hand people chips.
Only when they ordered it.
If
and you could pre-fill them.
And you could only pre-fill them.
I could work ahead if I wanted
Which
to.
Which I don't know if you realize that until about the last half an hour. Then you're like, oh, we could just put them in the warmer.
Oh, I didn't even fill those. She filled them. I did nothing. Oh, my gosh. But I helped out with drinks.
I think Ben had the hardest job.
You do? Ben, yes. Do you think you had the hardest job?
Well, everyone else had just like one single job, like make the pretzel, make a walking taco. And I had to grab pizza, I had to grab candy, I had to help grab drinks.
Yes. He had to be Ben needed to be Octopus Ben.
True.
That would have worked best.
Octo Ben. Oh, Octo Ben.
Again, as if he was an Avenger that somehow was stung in the ocean by an octopus and then had the ability to grow and then ungrow legs when he needed them. That would be his magical power as an Avenger.
Your magical power and counting the coins, because nobody else wanted to touch money. You were the only one brave enough to step forward and say, I will take money.
I went immediately back. I worked retail when I was in high school. And I also worked at, because I grew up right next to the golf course. So running a cash register came back right to me.
Really?
Counting change back, always leaving money out so they don't tell you they gave you a different bill. Somebody pulled that on me and we caught them.
And she felt bad too. She's like, I'm a math teacher. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I gave you 20. No, you gave me a 5, ma'am. Here it is. I lay it out. I even put it in until I count your change back. I got to check for counterfeiters, guys.
Oh, you felt, he got to exercise some power.
I did. And I think perhaps my most favorite part of that job was I got to shout out every order. And we were told to keep it down because they could hear us in the gym.
We were so loud, you could hear us during the basketball game.
But it was fun. I need 2 Pep and a Pepsi.
Double sausage, sugar and salt pretzel.
I need a P&P, which I was told I couldn't say anymore.
Give me the PP combo.
The PP combo with Pepsi and a pepperoni.
Yeah.
And I said it once, and you guys went, nope.
Nope, nope, we can't call it PP combo.
PP combo.
Nope, we're not calling it that. We are not calling it that.
Pretzel side of orange sauce.
Two wieners.
Two wieners. Hot wieners coming up.
Double wiener.
Speaking of wieners, I need to tell you guys both something. So we all got a free food item.
Every volunteer gets a food item. Thank you for volunteering. And it's over the dinner time.
Yes.
Please eat something.
And I didn't realize that. So at about dinner time, I just paid for a sliced pizza and I think I got a water. And we're leaving and we're cleaning things up. And I'm like, oh, can I have my free item now? And they're like, yeah, take a little bit of that and add a little bit of that and take that home with you.
What did you do?
Well, I will tell you what I've concocted. And I will tell you then what immediately happened afterwards.
Oh, no.
And it's not great.
Dancing Eric Hansen, what did you do to you?
What was my free food item? And it just, it ended poorly. We'll just put it that way. And it does involve a hot dog.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
So hot dog was my free item.
Right. And I thought you were being a good guy because at the end of the day, when you're closing up a concession stand, it's like everything must go.
Pizza goes to the refs. So we held back a bunch of pizza. And I think the warmer had 3 dogs left. So I think it's, Ben, what did you take for your last food item? Pizza? I forget what you had.
I had a walking taco and a couple of mac and cheese.
That's it. Okay, mac and cheese. Mac and cheese was like the unusual item. I've never had a working concession stand that had mac and cheese.
I've never seen that before. That was kind of a cool item.
Looked completely homemade. But in the effort to get rid of everything, I was convinced to have a hot dog with mac and cheese on it.
What made you think that was a good idea,
well,
bud?
Because the 2 other guys working the concession stand that we don't know clearly knew each other.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of felt like bro.
Because peer pressure?
Bro code, yeah. I'm like, I can't say no.
Uh-huh.
I'm the goofy guy who's been yelling orders all morning or afternoon.
So Sean and Drew told me to do it, so.
I did it.
Okay.
And it wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. Part of the biggest challenge is how you eat the hot dog. What's the question?
Is it almost like a cheddar dog though,
it
right?
It is, but you just have a glob of mac and cheese on the top. It's not like it's spread out evenly.
Okay.
So I am tilting the dog to eat it in such a way that it doesn't just like roll off. And if it's going to roll anyway, it's going to roll towards my mouth.
Ball in the hole, like golf.
Exactly. That's the ball.
Yeah.
And I am...
get in the hole!
Yes. It's a par 3. You're trying to get a hole in one.
Yeah.
So I got most of it eaten before we got out to the parking lot. Thank you. That wasn't a problem. I was a little gut bomb worried, but over the course of the drive home, I felt fine.
Good.
And you know what? The hot dogs were cooked perfectly.
Yeah.
Nothing was overcooked. Everything was beautiful. Good job, Linmar parents, Linmar Booster Club. The problem was what I'm calling... the invisible enemy. It was the hot dog juice that I didn't realize had squirted all down my shirt and into my crotch.
Oh.
So when I walk in the house, both dogs come to me like they've never seen me before in my life.
Daddy, we love you.
The big one starts high and the little one starts low. And they meet in the middle. I'm like, what? I didn't know what was going on.
You smell amazing. You smell so good.
They wouldn't leave me alone. I'm like, what? And she's like, what happened? I'm like, I had a couple pieces of popcorn in the car. I thought maybe they've fallen. No, I had a trail
You're a human hot dog.
Of hot dog juice.
Yeah.
And it started about chest all the way down to the crotch.
Quit being so dang delicious, Dancing Eric Hansen.
And it was sniffing licking time.
Oh, God.
I told you it was a little disgusting.
You're a delicious morsel.
But my dogs have never been so happy to see me before.
You're kind of like, aw, shucks.
You walk home with hot dog juice in your crotch, and your dogs will love you. Dancing Eric Hansen.
Here's a pro tip.
Guaranteed.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.